Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Youngberg v. Romeo, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1982. The question before the court was, does the 14th Amendment liberty interest include the rights to be free from restraint and minimally adequate training to reduce restraints for civilly committed, intellectually disabled patients? Facts of the case. Nicholas Romeo was a 33-year-old profoundly intellectually disabled man with an IQ between 8 and 10 who was committed to the Pennhurst State School and Hospital in Pennsylvania. He had a mental age of 18 months old, couldn't speak, and couldn't take care of himself. His mother filed a complaint under 42 U.S.C.S. 1983 or the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 after Mr. Romeo was injured at least 63 times over a three-year period while under the hospital's care. The mother alleged that the institution knew, or should have known, that her son was suffering injuries and that they failed to, quote, institute appropriate preventative procedures, thereby violating his rights under the 8th, or right to be free of cruel and unusual punishment, and 14th, right to equal protection, amendments, end quote. She later amended her complaint and alleged that the institution was restraining her son for prolonged periods of time and failed to provide him with appropriate treatment for his intellectual disability. In the initial district court trial, the jury was instructed that Mr. Romeo's 8th and 14th Amendment rights were violated if the hospital denied treatment as a punishment for filing the suit or had been, quote, deliberately indifferent, end quote, to Mr. Romeo's needs. The jury returned a verdict in favor of the institution. However, the Court of Appeals reversed and remanded, stating that the 8th Amendment was not the appropriate instruction, but rather the 14th Amendment and liberty interest was the appropriate instruction. On cert, the United States Supreme Court vacated and remanded. Holding. Patients have, quote, constitutionally protected liberty interests under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment to reasonably safe conditions of confinement, freedom from unreasonable bodily restraints, and such minimally adequate training as reasonably may be required by these interests, end quote. The United States Supreme Court also discussed that the court would determine whether a patient's constitutional rights had been violated by balancing liberty interests against the relevant state interests. The proper standard for determining if the state adequately protected these rights was if, quote, professional judgment, end quote, was exercised. Reasoning. The United States Supreme Court stated that an institution has a duty to provide certain care and services to an individual who is wholly dependent on the institution for care. Justice Powell also noted that the individual's rights must be balanced against relevant state interests. They also noted that courts should not second-guess the expert administrators on matters in which they are better informed. In other words, a professional's decision was presumed to be valid and that liability could only be imposed when there was a, quote, substantial departure from accepted professional judgment, end quote. Of note, this is a higher standard than what is regularly used in medical malpractice suits. In summary, Youngberg v. Romeo, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1982, held that patients have a 14th Amendment liberty interest in being free from restraints. However, at the same time, the court held that there is a professional judgment and that only, quote, substantial departure, end quote, could result in liability.